If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Before you continue to complain, Allie's allowed to say that word because she's one of them. She's a lady version, so she can say it all she wants. Good morning. It's K-Rock with Klein Allie Show. It is Tuesday.
And I'm a flaming flag.
She is a real flag through and through. Vanessa knows.
Okay, Alexis. We got this hour another four-pack of tickets for you to go to Universal Studios Hollywood.
So be ready when we tell you. All you got to do is be the right caller. In this case, we'll go with caller 20. When we tell you, not right now, but at some point between now and when we get out of here, we have another hour together. We call these summer hours. A little bonus time we get to spend together with you every single morning. And I just remembered that tomorrow, Allie, Kevin Ryder is going to be in the studio to prove that he belongs here and we do not.
And does he have to prove that?
No, I think he proved it for 30 years. But we've got all of the questions that we've been working on for his time on the lie detector test. It was supposed to be for a lie day Friday, but the lie guy's out of town, so he's coming in tomorrow. And Kevin Ryder, the great Kevin Ryder, that's right, he's back on K-Rock now, has agreed to sit down, answer all questions that you may have, that we may have, about anything that has happened here at K-Rock, on air, off air.
There's so many rumors, too, that even I've heard about and don't know really where the rumors started and how much truth there is to them.
So we will get into all of that tomorrow on the show. It's a good day to some appointment listening. Get ready to check us out or watch the YouTube for the very first time. Kevin Ryder, the last time he was on with us was really the first day he returned to K-Rock, and he walked right in and surprised everyone. And then we got to play that song over and over again to ride
that
boy.
Oh my God, that
back
song, yeah.
So I'm sure we'll play it again tomorrow.
Kevin's back.
This hour, we got lots to get into. Let's kick it off with some Puddle of Mud, because why the hell not? And if you need us, phones are open now at 800-520-1067. You could call, you could text. You could also be one of the followers as we try to hit our goal of 50K by Independence Day. Following over there at Klein Allie Show on Instagram. Only about 2,000 to go. So step it up and follow. Thank you. It's K-Rock. Klein Allie Show. How would you like to give the gift of living forever? Sure, we'll do Universal tickets coming up soon. But right now, let's give you the gift of eternal life. As you know, whenever an old person gets to a certain age, usually it's like 100, 105, sometimes 111, the news knocks on their door, demands answers. What is your secret? Give it to the people so we can live as long as you. And then the old people, I'm convinced, take some sort of a weird old person oath where they dip their pinkies in applesauce or whatever, and they basically say, hey, if we ever get asked what our secret is, make it up. Let's go ahead and sabotage the rest of the world so that they can't live as old as we do and they can't steal our thunder.
You know, I actually was reading yesterday about how they figured out the science behind old person smell.
What is it? It's got to be dead skin or decaying.
Well,
or something.
It's not necessarily that they figured out the source of it. They figured out that if you eat mushrooms 4 times a week, you may eliminate old person smell.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You can smell her already.
Yeah.
It's like you walk into a retirement home or anything like that where there's a lot of old people, it is a pungent, musty, soury mothball smell.
Powerful.
And every old person gets it, but that's what they've discovered scientifically is if you do that, that might be the one way to combat it.
Some old people that grow mushrooms on that are right on them. I mean, you just got to let them sit there, start eating them, and solve the problem.
Some of those moles get big enough.
So we don't do this. We do this as a service for you because the idea is, shouldn't we all live forever? So let's get into it. It's time for a brand new, never-before-heard round of old people secrets. Here we go.
From chicken brain to drinking rain, not getting laid, they call me the barmaid.
Then come on, your barmaid.
That's right. Let's live forever with sweet dibbits.
Sweet dibbits.
Time for some old people secrets.
So the reality is that even in that theme song there, if you're new to the show, you've never heard us do this before during summer hours. That was 5 different old people. They all gave a different secret. One guy's eating chicken brains. Another woman yelled out sweet divots. and someone else
carrying water up the mountain.
Yeah, you got to carry water up a hill, and we've heard it all. So we got a brand new old person. I think they're 105, so they're qualified. Welcome to Old People Secrets.
As people get older, they'll tell you age is nothing but a number. But one woman in Invergrove Heights named Florence says she's going to take it all in as she turns 105 years old.
Why are they playing a funeral song?
Did
she not make it through the intro of the actual segment? She was here a moment ago, and now...
Let's roll. Well, she was a good old bag.
Man, that is the second saddest song we heard on the show today, except for this one.
Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, lemon. I like women.
Don't forget Jake's rap, too.
That's right. Those were all pretty bad. Will Smith and the old people song. So this woman's 105, and here we go.
She is the oldest resident we have.
Oh, my God.
It's always dangerous when the person that they're using as the spokesperson is also sounds incredibly old.
This woman, I think, runs the old person home, and she sounds ancient.
Right. So she's like...
She's the oldest resident right here.
And that's like the best speaker they could get for the news. So here we go.
Thank you. You cut it, I'll hold your hand. Well, I was buried in 1942 and did my...
This woman was buried in 1942.
And she's still
here telling the story. It's beautiful.
Married.
Oh, she's married.
Well, I was married in 1942 and did my... And I had my 5 children in 10 years. My husband taught me how to drive the tractor, so I...
Told you what he told you not to do, is use a condom.
Yep, my husband taught me well.
5 kids in 10 years. So she spent a decade of her life pregnant or in labor.
Oh,
that's
so
crazy.
Uncomfortable.
My husband taught me how to drive the tractor, so I plowed and
a lot of plowing going on there. A decade of plowing in that house.
To drive the tractor, so I plowed and I did a lot of field work.
But I'm tired tonight. We're doing more plowing.
This is like the equivalent of emoji speak. Like this, she's speaking in code right now.
Right.
This is all sex talk.
It's got to be, right?
Oh, yeah. So. She did a lot
plowed
of field
and
work.
I did a lot of field work. She woke up.
I don't want to do field work. It's our anniversary, honey. You're doing field work tonight.
Open the field.
Time to mulch, you know?
So many. Oh, that's a beautiful cake.
Maybe trying to drown her out with that music.
I don't know who this violin guy that brought
There's one old guy at the old folks' home who's got to play.
Well, everyone knows, like, when you're young people, you always have one friend who plays guitar, like Johnny.
Totally,
like,
but back then it was violin.
Yeah, so, like, at the old folks' home, there's that one guy that's like, all right, get it. You're not any better. Put away the violin,
dude.
He's
got to play it loud or else he won't hear it.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Like, we'll be having a show meeting every day, and Johnny just pulls out his guitar and starts strumming songs. All of a sudden, we're just in the middle of talking. He's doing, Two Princes or something.
I know. And he assumes we're music fans, so we care.
Right, and we're like, shut that thing down. Same thing at the old... You think you finally get to a certain age, you have to deal with that. Eventually, the guy just graduates into violin.
So my husband was saying to me my husband.
Whatever God's going to take her, I don't know, but we're glad we have her here each day.
Yeah, guy caught himself.
You know, that's her son who's very...
Waiting.
Just have to live a good life.
Oh, here we get into the secret now. Okay, so she's about to get to her secret.
Oh, okay.
So part one of the secret is live a good life. I'll give that away. That's a freebie because she started saying
just have to live a good life.
But what is her secret?
That's such a cop-out.
What is her... She's going to give a real deal secret now. Old people's secret, want to live forever. What is she going to say? We start with Omar Khan. Yeah. She's old. She loves plowing. She's got a lot of kids. Very fertile.
She's very fertile. She did a lot of plowing. And she's going to be just like Diddy. And she's going to stock the Astroglide.
Oh, the baby oil.
Astroglide. Yeah, okay. Yeah. A lot of Astroglide, yep.
We call that tractor oil.
That's what she calls it. She's a lot of plowing. Allie, what is it?
I'm going to say you got to keep your hands dirty.
I'll keep the hands dirty.
Yeah.
Jake, she's an old person. She's 105. She's going to give us the secret so we can all live forever, or she's attempting to sabotage us and kill us off young. What is her secret?
You got to work hard.
All right.
Your voices are getting real strange.
Vanessa?
Oh, yeah, that's Vanessa.
Last guess, Vanessa.
I'm going to guess you got a plan. So I can use my tractor.
All right. Let's find out what she says. Is anyone right?
Just have to live a good life, I guess. Keep busy all the time and don't worry.
Keep busy all the time and don't worry.
I think
she's
keep
busy.
Yeah,
and don't worry.
Ooh, she looks good. Happy birthday,
no,
Florence.
She doesn't.
That's a lie right there.
Sounds better.
Let's get that woman on the lie detector test.
I think she was going to say something, hoping she'd be drowned out by the violin,
yeah,
and then she wasn't.
But yeah, come on, violin. I'm tired now. We got to take a break. When we get back, the show continues, and the very first thing we do is get you into Universal Studios for tickets in your future. Say Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Epidemic, clearly, people wearing shirts with bands on the shirts. You think, oh, cool, they're into the same music I'm into. Maybe we'll get along. And you go up, you make some comment. Like, hey, you going to go to their show tomorrow? Like, whose show? The band on your shirt. They're in town. Oh, they are? I didn't even know they were a band. I just like the pictures. Wait, what?
Smiley face.
That is why we have created this fun game here on K-Rock called Do You Know the Band on Your Shirt?
Do you know the band on your shirt? Do you know the band on your shirt? Do you know the band on your shirt? Do you know the band on your shirt?
Says like Sublime or like Sublime or something like that.
You can see posted up on our Instagram right now the shirt in question. Jake approached somebody that was wearing a Blink-182 shirt, and this is the person. Then we'll get to the game in a moment.
What's your name?
Andrew.
Big Blink-182 fan?
Yeah, definitely.
Where'd you get that shirt?
Now, even in the way he said, yeah, definitely, it seemed like he was confused as to why Jake was approaching him. And Jake does that, has that effect on lots of people, but he didn't seem like he was really a fan in the way he said that, right?
Usually people would expand, like, hey, yeah, definitely, I've loved them since I was a kid. Here's what they mean to me. Here's a show I saw.
The real fans, they'll say something like they always know off the top of their head, well, I've seen them 89 times. You're like, totally. Oh, wow, all right.
Yeah, definitely.
Where'd you get that shirt?
I got it from, like, it was like a little corner store. I found them through a farmer's market out there in Hemet.
Oh, yikes. A farmer's market
found
shirt.
Found the shirt at a farmer's market, which does not give me as much confidence if he, you know, when they say, oh, I got it at one of the shows. I forget which show. I've been to so many shows, I forget which one I bought the shirt at, but.
So, like, local business.
We do a thing called Do You Know the Band on Your Shirt? On the show.
So, like, local business.
Right. This guy's doing a good job of setting it up, so anyway.
On the show. So I'm going to ask you some questions about Blink-182 and see if we can get him right, okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's the contestant.
He doesn't seem threatened.
He hasn't walked away yet, and he didn't kind of start defending himself already, which a lot of times they do. So let's say hi to Roman, who will be playing the game. Roman, you're going to get three questions. You have to predict, will this guy know 2 out of 3 times to win these tickets for you to go to Universal Studios, all right?
All right, let's make this happen.
4 tickets up for grabs. Jake the Nerd is in the streets talking to a guy wearing a Blink-182 shirt. Let's find out if he is a real fan or not. Here is question number 1.
How do you think you're going to do?
I don't know. So. I'm not like the deepest fan of Blink-182.
So he says...
Oh, my God.
He admits he's not the deepest fan of Blink-182, and he thinks he's going to do so. But these questions, I would argue, are the easiest level of easy. We never go deep. So here's question number 1.
Name one Blink-182 album.
All right. First question. Name one Blink-182 album. Will this guy be able to do that? He is wearing a Blink shirt. Yes or no?
Ooh, to name an album, that is a little deep, and he said he's not deep, so I'm going to have to go, he's not going to name an album.
Okay, you believe he will not be able to get this one right. Once again, you need to get 2 out of 3 predictions correct to win these tickets. Let's find out.
One Blink-182 album.
Oh, I'm so bad at this. I'm terrible at this. I don't know.
I don't know. He didn't know. Didn't even take a shot at it. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Off to a great start.
I'm terrible at this.
Couldn't name an album. I'm terrible at it. And people would argue, you know, because Blink has got some fun. I mean, they're a band that actually puts effort into making their albums have funny names. So you would think maybe he would have had something memorable. But okay, we move on to second question. Doesn't matter. Roman got his right. Here we go. Question 2.
Name one Blink-182 song.
Okay, that is very easy. Oh,
man, if he can't do that, Jake should really just rip the shirt right off of him. Not let him even leave the bar with the shirt, right? But can he name one Blink-182 song? He could not name a Blink-182 album.
To name a song, they have so many famous songs. I'm going to say yes. He can name at least one song.
All right, if you are right, the game comes to an end. You've won tickets to Universal, and we'll probably play on anyway, but let's see if you're right. Here we go.
Name one Blink-182 song.
Adam's song.
Hey!
Oh, my God! Wow!
Wouldn't have expected that. Congratulations. You went 2 for 2. Let's see if you could have clean swept this thing and gone 3 for 3. Here we go.
Finish this lyric. All the...
You think you can finish that lyric? All the...
No, I think it's Small Things, all right.
Small Things is what we would be looking for. Let's find out. I mean, how could he not get this?
All the...
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm drunk. I'm drunk. That's probably what it is.
That's probably
what it is.
He does not even sound drunk.
No, he doesn't at all. I've been drinking.
I'm drunk, I think.
Can you name anyone in the band?
You think he can name any? Let's end it with this one. You've already won the tickets. Congratulations. But can he name anyone in the band? And I will accept current members. I will accept Matt Skiba. You can go with, you know, obviously Travis Barker.
OG.
There's so many.
Tom DeLonge.
But even anyone they even brought into play, I would accept Eddie. Well, he's got to give us someone, right?
Not this time.
You say no.
Be a negative.
Man, you know this man.
Let's find out.
Can you name anyone in the band?
I'm blinking so hard. I feel like I'm I feel the pressure. I'm blinking so hard.
Take a breath. Breathe.
I'm so lost.
Oh, I'm so lost.
Wow. Well, there you have it. You played it beautifully, Roman. As a result, that man doesn't know Blink, but you will know Universal Studios. You've just won 4 tickets on K-Rock. Congratulations. Yeah. Here we go. First week of summer treating you, even though it feels like it's been summer for a bit. Technically, it started last Friday, so here we are, not even 1 week in, and I wanted to get an update on how any of us are doing on the summer bucket list. You know, summer can either come and go, 2 months can fly by, and you go, what did I really do with my time? Or you can go ahead and try to hold yourself accountable by accomplishing certain things, preferably fun, relaxing things, but occasionally also along the way, you go, hey, maybe I developed a skill, summer 2025, that I will bring with me for the rest of my life. And that is why we allowed Omar to present us with a summer bucket list, something he does with his own kids every year. Mm-hmm. And his kids' one is probably boring because it involves, like, learning and stuff. This one is a combination of things like drunk by noon and skinny dipping and sex in public, but then also some other ones like road tripping and reading books. And I don't think any of us... I think
I'm looking at this and I feel like I've accomplished some things.
What have you accomplished?
Okay, I'm going on a road trip. Starting on Friday, so I can check that one off.
Do you know what the word accomplish means?
No.
It means
clearly. Look at me.
Already. That's a good point. Allie does not know what the word accomplish means.
No, but that's going to happen. So I just can check that off now.
All of this is going to happen, in my opinion.
I'm 50 pages into my little book.
What book did you get?
Some murder mystery. It's 450 pages.
450? Why did you do that? It only had to be 250.
I know, but I looked for the biggest page-turner thing where it's like there are plot twists left and right, and it hooks you in right at the beginning. I mean, the beginning of the book is like, the smell of death was everywhere.
Is this
like,
true murder?
Great, I'm in. No, this is fictional. I started reading that. It's called 20 Years Later.
I have a question for Omar about the book thing. You say it has
do
to
we
be-
have to...
It's
250 pages.
At
least. If it's a series of smaller books that add up to 250 pages.
It's got
to
be the same book, man.
Because I've got a Where's Waldo collection. Ah! And I'm telling you, Allie, there's like 9 of them. And if you add up the pages.
It's a lot of pictures, man. A lot of pictures there.
Yeah, but it's 250.
I think that's it. Just pictures.
Just pictures. I think the only words are Where's Waldo.
Yeah, well, I'll get to those eventually. Don't spoil it for me, Allie.
Here's what I think. I think that we doing our LA 10K for tacos thing, I think that counts as community service.
Summer bucket list.
We get a point on that?
I think we all get a point on that.
I don't think that's community service.
No, it's got to be individually. We can't do it as a group.
What? When did we add that rule?
Also,
just now.
Also, we benefited from the we benefited from the taco thing because we ate a lot of tacos. So even though we did help the community, we also benefited ourselves.
Okay.
Whereas I went to a place... and actually helped serve food.
Recently?
Yeah.
Was this your house?
Yeah.
No, you can't do it at your house, dude. Those are your kids.
Yeah, well, I served them food.
That's not...
that I made.
That's not community service.
Summer bucket list.
Point Klein,
no.
He served food to children.
No, you need to serve...
I've done 2 of these already.
What have you really done?
I've done a couple of actually DIY home improvement projects.
Same.
I put up some Roman shades and
Roman shades.
Yeah, Roman shades. Some gay. Shelves.
Was that for Pride Month?
Is that, yeah, exactly. Gave you the old Roman shade.
Isn't that when a guy puts his balls over your eyes? Isn't that Roman shades? I think that's what that's called.
And a couple of ceiling fans. So those are pretty big DIY home improvement projects. And I've also done two things that I've never done. Before.
What things did you do?
I went zip lining and went I did one of those rock climbing walls.
Oh, those are easy.
Come on.
Hey, but it's something I've never done before.
They have those at free at most parks.
Yeah, but Omar had such a deprived childhood that most things that kids have done,
he's never done before.
God.
If someone threw a football to Omar, he'd say, oh, did something I never did before.
Well, you just like being in a harness.
Yeah. So you spent your whole weekend in a harness and with balls over your eyes?
It was great. Yeah, it was awesome.
Jesus.
You don't have to put balls on your eyes for all of these,
yeah,
Omar.
I don't know why you're doing the Roman shades for all
these.
I just like it. All right, fair enough.
What about I'm replanting my dying lemon tree? Is that a DIY project?
No.
What do you mean?
You killed it. You killed the tree.
I'm killing it slowly, and now I'm rescuing it and putting it in a pot to save its life.
It's really inside the home.
No, I think when you consult with someone, it becomes a DIY project.
Omar, I replaced...
Well, consult means no, right? It means you're having help.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
No, I'm getting an opinion, and then I'm like, yeah.
But you do it yourself.
I did. I am.
No consulting.
I'm doing myself after I consult.
So the other person gets a point. Hey, Omar, I replaced the air conditioning... A filter?
No, dude.
DIY,
no.
Brother.
No.
Summer bucket list.
Just because you play that doesn't mean it counts.
Once you play it, it counts. That's how it's official.
So, it's got to take you a couple of hours at least to do whatever.
I bought the wrong one. I had to go back to the store and get another one.
Oh, my God.
Then I put it in backwards. I had to get a ladder.
Oh, my God. You put it in backwards? There's arrows on it.
I know.
Seriously.
I know. I'm dyslexic.
It says this way up.
Airflow this way.
Did anyone go to a landmark yet other than me?
No, but I will be. Check.
Me too.
Boom sounder.
Not boom sounder.
Boom sounder.
You don't get to pick that, Allie.
Do it.
I went to a landmark.
Oh, what? Your backyard?
Some pizza place?
No. In the thick of the valley, the Westfield Mall. Fashion Mall.
God.
Summer bucket list.
Just because you have the button doesn't mean that's fair.
So it seems
that's
like
that's not a landmark.
Vanessa, did you accomplish any of this?
Yeah, but I repotted some plants.
Summer bucket list.
That's not fair. The guy said it had to take a couple of hours. And you know what? I never had repotted plants. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was impressed by me.
It's a project.
But none of us did the fun ones yet. None of us did skinny dipping or drunk by noon or sex in public.
So skinny dipping I am going to do over the break. So boom.
I'm not hitting the button. But I am going to do.
Sounder! Okay.
Say, I'm going to visit a landmark. I'm probably going to go to the Eiffel Tower because I'm doing that big Europe vacation on points. So that's going to be...
Wait, hold on.
That's not until the winter.
That's in Christmas.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
But I'm going to.
All right.
We're not going to drag out this bit for that long, are we?
No.
Every week, summer.
Jacob, you done anything here?
No, I'm only like 60 pages into a book.
What's your book called?
Player Piano by Kurt Vonnegut.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to hear about it.
It's dense.
So Omar's winning, and Johnny's done nothing.
Yeah, I got two.
I'm going to jump naked.
I got one.
Okay.
What did you do?
Well, I had sex in the backyard. That's public.
Whose backyard?
My friends that I'm house-sitting.
That's not public.
No, it's kind of private property.
Well, totally private.
The walls are low, though.
How low?
Kind of it goes above my chest.
That's too high.
About at my chest height. I'm 6'4".
Yeah, that's
so
like a 4 or 5 foot fence. That's not.
Yeah, that's not.
No one can see.
And is that nighttime or daytime?
I'll take video next time and I'll show you.
All right. Now we're talking.
Why do you say yes?
All right. Johnny gets 4.
Summer bucket list.
All right, well, there you go. We've posted the list up. You're more than welcome to participate with us. It's not hard to do, except for if you're one of us.
For
us, it's difficult. But one of these days, by the end of the next year, Allie will accomplish at least two of these things.
Boom.
Wrap up the show today with your takeaways, which we will get into after Somber. Back to Friends on 106.7 KROQ. J-Rock on Allie's show. That'll do it for us. Fear not. You get Nicole Alvarez in moments. More of those Universal tickets happening again at noon, 3 and 6. And tomorrow, very excited to welcome back to the show, Kevin Ryder. Woke you up for many, many years. The official soundtrack of your wake up in Southern California. For three decades, he's now back on hanging out in the afternoons because he swore that he would never wake up early again, and this place doesn't pay enough anymore to get him to wake up early. So he's doing the afternoons, but tomorrow he's agreed to come in and join us for the lie detector. So usually we would do a lie day Friday, but we had to accommodate a lot of schedules. So we'll get a very special Wednesday edition of Lie Day Friday tomorrow with Kevin Ryder. And there's a lot of questions that have already started coming in from you, the listener. We have questions. I think our boss has questions. So that'll all be tomorrow as he has agreed to be brutally honest when he joins us back in the K-Rock studios in the morning. So get ready for some Kevin Ryder tomorrow. We'll continue to give you Universal tickets, more tiny towels, more of those cans of the Jake Shack.
Jake Shack beans.
Hey, you know, I don't want to downplay Jake Shack beans. I know we haven't really spent a lot of money marketing these at all, even though he's got that dumb jingle. But he has more celebrities that are continuing to endorse his product.
This is Red Snyder of the B-52s, and I am a big fan of all types of Shacks and Shack-related things. Love Shack, of course, being my favorite, but a close second is Jake Shack beans.
So you got the guy from B-52s. Very huge celebrity to grab for that. So all celebrities continuing to put their support behind Jake Shack beans. So that'll be great. And tomorrow you can win another can. Another can of Jake
How
Shack
exciting.
Beans.
How exciting.
What a tease. What a tease.
What a reason to stick around.
Right.
Okay, 626, my takeaway is I'm Sherman Oaks.
If you ever don't want to tell someone where you live, just say I'm Sherman Oaks. It's the greatest lie ever told.
626, my takeaway is we're looking at you, Chris Martin, you douchebag.
Yep, and he's not. He's a very nice guy.
He is. 909, my takeaway is, according to Klein, it's a bummer summer.
Bummer. Double bummer.
626, my takeaway is vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, lemon.
Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, lemon. I get it. I like women. Yeah, it is. Truth about me. Ain't too many women. Ain't pretty to me.
All right. That's
it's kind of growing on me.
I like it.
I can't tell if I'm in the mood for
song
ice cream
of the summer.
Or
yeah,
penis.
It is.
Right.
Song of the summer. 818, my takeaway is Richie Valens and Johnny are boys.
Yep.
And 818, my takeaway is shame runs in the Klein DNA.
Yeah, man, what a shameful day. Crime was committed. I had to get to the bottom of that. Mm. Not in a good mood today.
And 909, my takeaway is Sounder.
Sounder.
Boom.
Hit the sounder.
Boom.
What's your takeaway from today's show, Jake the Nerd?
If you really love a woman, give her a midnight hammer.
That's what you got to do. The old midnight hammer tells her you love her. Allie?
My takeaway is Klein got his labubu pierced.
That's right, because the boo-boo means nipple, as we learned. Omar, takeaway?
Give it to Allie, and she'll...
I'll deep-throat it. If it's a banana. It's versatile
right.
fruit.
Well said. All right, we'll get the hell out of here now. Stick around. Nicole Alvarez will be next. If you need us in the meantime, please take a second. Give us a follow. Instagram, Klein Allie Show. Let's try to get to that 50K. We were able to eat 10,000 tacos, no problem. 50,000 followers should be easier. 50K by Independence Day, which means we have a week and a few days to do it. Klein Allie Show on Instagram. Do it now. Bye.
That they feel that that they feel that